Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue today to make our way through St. Peter's first letter, trying to lay hold of the mind of an apostle, the mind of an apostle that's been deeply touched by the power of the Holy Spirit that's led to profound transformation. And so much of the battle, friends, that we have in life is in the mind. And what Scripture promises, the gift of the Holy Spirit produces in us, what the truth revealed to us helps us do is live by the truth and come into the light. The light is, Jesus says, step out of the darkness, come into the light, take on the identity of Jesus, take on the will of God, internalize it. The Holy Spirit comes to not only show us who Christ is, to show us what Jesus has accomplished, but to at the same time give us the power to say yes to God, which really, really comes down to charity. It really comes down to love. The great commandment to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, to order those loves, love of God, love of neighbor, love of self. This is at the core of who we are, why God is love, and we, the crown of creation that he's made, we were made for love. We were made to be able to grasp, perceive, and receive the love of God. We're made for relationship with God, and we're made to be in a relationship, a communion with each other in the love of God. So we become one family. Jesus, you could say, is he's siring a new family, a new humanity in the Spirit. He's the firstborn of a new creation, and the new creation is God's new family that are born in the power of the Holy Spirit in baptism, where we become a new creation and we're united to God in the person of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus makes us family because of what he's done for us, because of what he's divinized humanity. He has become one of us, a nation of people, a race of people fallen, and he's been raised up into the presence of the Father. We who've been fallen from glory have entered into glory in the person of Jesus. That's why he's called the firstborn of a new creation. The new creation is new life in God, and it's full life in God. It's the life of heaven, and Jesus is the first. That's where he's leading us. That's where he is. And from that place is where he's poured out his life and his spirit to be able to bring about the transforming work of God in each and every one of us, making us a new creation. And boy, one of the things we need to do and help each other do on a daily basis, friends, is to remember what he's done for us. The most important thing isn't what we're supposed to do for God, but it begins with what God has done for us. And that with all the troubles that we're facing in life, all the burdens that we carry, all the sadness, all the sorrow, all the difficulty, the trial that's present, in the midst of it, what's meant to be our strength is the joy that we can possess even in difficult times, the joy that comes from knowing who God is and what he's done for us and who we are now in God. This is what made the apostles, this is what filled them with joy. When Jesus said, I've came to give you full joy, that your joy will be complete, he meant it. And that complete joy comes in knowing that the thing I was made for, and the deepest longing that I have in my heart for profound union in love, to be freed from sickness and disease and division and evil and you name it, that there really is a way out of that. And there is a way into a new life that's radically different, where, as Scripture says, there's no more crying, there's no more tears, there's no more pain. And the realization of it and the confidence in it begins in this life. It's a gift of God that begins with faith and hope and expresses itself in love. Faith frees us. Faith gives us the capacity, friends, to see reality as it really is, to come into the light. Jesus is the light. He said, I'm the light of the world. He's coming to give light. People don't think we're walking in darkness, but in the things that matter most, the human race is by default walking in darkness. And there's no way of getting out of the dark. And Jesus said, if darkness is your light, how blind can you be? But he's come in his mercy and love to shed light into the darkness and that light is in him. He said, I'm the light of the world. He then says, you're the light of the world, because he's lit our torch, so to speak. He's lit the lamp in the human heart, in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and in revealing the Father, and really revealing the plan of the Father. And so we have within us a new life principle. We have a new power and a new capacity to live a different way of life, and that is the life of Christ that's in us. And so the apostles are so confident about this. We looked at, I think it was yesterday, verse 21 from 1 Peter. St. Peter said, through him, that is through Jesus, you have confidence in God. We need confidence today. And confidence comes from knowing who we are and knowing whose we are, who we belong to, and how close he is to us, and how absolutely unstoppable he is, and how he can protect us, and how he's united to us, and nothing can separate us from God, from his love, from who we are, his plan and purpose unfolding in us, and that our life is moving toward ultimate fulfillment. This past week, I went to a wedding. One of our staff members, her name is Kristen, and she was a beautiful bride. And at the end of Mass, in which the wedding vows took place, of course, she and her husband turned and began to walk out, and we were singing this glorious song. I wish I could remember the name of it. It's a kind of a traditional hymn, but it's beautifully triumphant, recognizing the glory of God. And Kristen came walking by, and she had this radiant smile on her face, you know? And in an instant, it made me think of the marriage feast of the Lamb, that as they're walking out and they're united together and she's overjoyed, the bride is so overjoyed, I immediately thought of the wedding feast. Human history is heading toward a wedding. The father is literally preparing a bride for his son, you know, people who share human flesh with him, but who are united to him in profound love, who have been abiding with him in love, and who are saying yes to the rescue that Jesus has accomplished, and the empowerment and the new life that he's given to us, to be able to come into and to say yes to the miracle of what he's giving us, which is a capacity enabling us to enter into the love between the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. And I have to say, in that moment, I mean, earlier, some of the ladies around me were crying during the vows and the beautiful moments. But I tell you, I had tears in my eyes at that moment, just realizing what a profound gift. And of course, that's what a wedding is. The wedding reminds us, a marriage reminds us. Marriage is God's idea. Married love is God's idea. Two people coming together like that, and they're going to create a family. But that union, that covenant love is as imperfect as it is. It's a sign of the perfect love of God and the covenant and the relationship that we've been called into. And the glory of Jesus and his desire, his joy to have us linked arms as they walked out together and they were both radiating and smiling. A day is coming, friends, when all sadness is going to be left behind, and all pain and all sickness and disease and disappointment and hurt and brokenness. And we're going to enter into an eternal life of glory, which Jesus promises to give to us. And so again, Peter, through him you have confidence in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God. It's amazing. Jesus, who he's describing right here, and this is the transition. Not only do we begin to grasp who he is, and we say, wow, wow. It's overwhelming who Jesus is and what he's done. And he's brought human flesh into the fiery furnace of the love between God the Father and God the Son. And his eyes are flaming fire. His eyes are the window to his soul. And his heart is a flame of fire. And it's love for his Father. It's love for his Father's purpose, but it's love for us. And it's love for those who he laid down his life for. He's the living flame of love, the Holy Spirit in him burning. And he casts fire on the earth. That's what he says. Scripture says he came to cast fire on the earth. Jesus said, I've come to cast fire on the earth. Would that it were already ablaze. We get caught, friends, in the confusion of the world, in the lies of the world that lead us into believing that the satisfaction that we desire and the fulfillment we long for can be found in this world. In a person, in possessions, in recognition of others, in fame, power, all the things that the world wants to serve up to us, and that we're so easily seduced by. And it can't do it. What you want in your soul really is to be united with the living flame that's at the center of all reality, the love of God, the unstoppable, overwhelming, creative, it's just so hard to put words on it, to express it. This is what we're made for. And in your future, if you die in the Lord, is being united to Jesus and being the bride of Christ. I mean, sometimes as guys, it's hard to grasp that. But the Holy Spirit helps us. And all that means is he's giving us an affection, a profound love. You know, Scripture, Paul tells us God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is tenderizing your heart, my heart, and teaching us how to love and giving us hope and confidence that there's more than just this life. And our mind gets touched by the grace of God. And with wonder, we grasp at God's majesty and his greatness, his power, but his goodness and his humility and his tenderness and his kindness toward us. And we draw closer and closer, and we realize we can't save ourselves. This crazy world that thinks it can save itself, can build its Tower of Babel, can pound its chest and think it's king, it's crazy. It's crazy. The stuff that matters, that lasts, is what we're given and what we can only receive on our knees. But with our heads lifted, our eyes gazing upon God, receiving the gift of what God wants to give us. And the first gift, think about it, is he wants to give us his son. He's giving us Jesus, his most precious gift, for whom all things were made, through whom everything was made. Here's verse 22. Peter goes on to say, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth. You see, here's the pathway. Here's the pathway for us. How can I be set apart? How can I find fulfillment? Where is it? You find it in obedience to the truth. Obedience is such a bad word in contemporary culture. I'm not going to be obedient to anybody or subservient to anybody. Jesus is saying, are you kidding? Obedience is life. Obedience is my food. Obedience is the way. It's what the kingdom is made of. That's why people walk away from the kingdom. Well, that's not a kingdom I want to be a part of. First of all, I want to be the king of my own kingdom. And if there's going to be any obedience, it's going to be people obeying me. That's what I'm into. I'm up for that. But this all sounds slavish and groveling and humiliating, things like that. That's the human pride of mind. That's what it's like. Can't handle it. The Holy Spirit helps us see how beautiful and precious it is. Remember this, friends, the proud, it's a law in the kingdom of God in reality. The proud are humbled and the humble will be raised. There's a lot of people in heaven that are going to have glorious crowns that this world never recognized. They walked in humility. They walked in obedience. They put God first. They loved their neighbor. They said yes to God each day without fanfare, without a gigantic brand. They simply said yes to him and walked in obedience. And now they're reigning in glory with him. Thanks be to God.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.